Last year on the Sunday after Christmas, I read a story. Now, usually I tell stories, but I read a story, and it was a story I had written for my daughter Sarah a long, long time ago, actually, 23 years or 22 years ago then, because it was just before she was born. This year I have another story for you, and this story was written for my daughter Lizzie, and it was written this Christmas, and since Lizzie is studying art and is an artist, I call this story The Spider Artist. And it's about a story that we've been talking about a lot, about a wicked king who was afraid of a little child. So, here's the story. People were always saying to Priscilla, "You can't do anything. You're too small." It was true that Priscilla, as a spider, was the smallest creature she had ever seen. The goats and sheep were much larger than she was. The birds were so large that when they flew above her, they cast a shadow across Priscilla in every direction as far as she could see. Although, truth be told, she couldn't see that far. She was too small. Even the insects, like the beetle and the grasshopper, were larger. She had heard stories about a creature called the chigger, smaller than she was, but she had never seen one. She had heard that one reason you couldn't see them was because they were always buried deep in the skin of another creature. The chigger's hiding place caused the creature's skin to itch so terribly that chiggers were disliked by everyone. But the other creatures liked Priscilla very well. In fact, she was quite likable. She was just ignored most of the time. She was so small that she was knocked around quite a bit and occasionally stepped on. Fortunately, being so small, it never really hurt her. But she was never invited to play with the other creatures, as when the sheep and goats frolicked in the fields, and certainly never chosen to play on a team when the beetles played the grasshoppers in team sports. When she asked to play, she was told, "You can't do anything. You're too small." It was the same when Priscilla tried to help someone. If a donkey had a heavy burden to carry, she wasn't strong enough to help carry it. Or if a goat got a foot stuck in the mud, she didn't have the strength to help pull it out. Though she had eight legs, all of them working together could not do much but help her scurry out of the way of the other creatures. When she asked if there was anything she could do, they would always reply, "You can't do anything. You're too weak." Priscilla always replied, "I may not be able to do everything, but surely I could do something." One day, while Priscilla was alone and very sad, she happened upon the praying mantis. I don't know if you've ever seen a praying mantis. It looks kind of like a stick, but its hands, or I don't guess bugs have hands, do they? Whatever they have that are like our hands are together like this, and so the mantis looks like it's praying. That's why we call it the praying mantis. The mantis was known as a very wise and holy creature, and compassionate too. He stopped right in front of Priscilla and asked, "Why are you going around so sad, little one?" She answered, "Because I am such a little one. Nobody wants me to play with them or even help them. They say I can't do anything because I'm too small and too weak. I tell them that I can't do everything, but I can do something, but they don't listen." The mantis paused for a long time, then said, "Tell me, what can you do?" "Well," began Priscilla, "the only thing that I can do that other creatures can't is to weave webs. Nobody seems to think that's very important because a heavy breeze or some creature walking past can rip the most beautifully woven web to shreds. The threads from which I weave the webs are small and delicate, just like I am." "Well, being small and delicate's nothing to be ashamed of," the mantis said firmly. "Those threads are that way because they are spun out of your body. They're a part of you. I've seen your webs. They're works of art. And when the dewdrops collect on them, they sparkle like tiny drops of crystal light. My dear, you are one who creates beauty. You are an artist." An artist. Priscilla would have to think about that. But how important could an artist be when their work can be destroyed in so little time and with so little effort? Artists are very important. They take the most ordinary things in the world and make from them something beautiful and true. Just because a work of art only lasts for a brief time doesn't mean it's not important. Now, you've heard the songs that the birds sing, haven't you? Each note springs from the bird's beak and lasts only for the time it takes to hear it. Then it's gone, only a memory in the hearer's ear. Just so, your webs are created and then are gone, but they live in the eye's memory. But beauty doesn't seem to be very useful, Priscilla told the mantis. Everything is useful, even if its use is to soothe the soul or please the imagination. Sometimes things are beautiful and can have hidden uses far beyond their frail and tender making. Who knows, for all of its fragile beauty, one day one of your webs could even save a life. The wise mantis explained all this as he slowly made his way past her. Priscilla had a hard time imagining that. After all, everyone was always telling her that she couldn't do anything. She certainly couldn't do something as important as saving a life. Still, she would do the something she could do and do well. She would weave webs. She began to practice her art at the opening of one particular cave. That way, she could display her webs where creatures could walk or fly past and not walk through them. Creatures, except for the bats, rarely had need to enter a cave, since they had their own burrows and dens and warrens and nests and such in which to sleep. One day, however, three humans broke through one of her favorite webs. A man, a woman, and their child came running toward the opening. They rushed into the cave, the man waving his arms to wipe away Priscilla's work. At first, the tiny spider was very upset that such a beautiful web could be destroyed completely with one broad sweep of an arm. She had heard of humans and had seen a few. She had been told that humans had no regard for the beauties of nature or the work of other animals or the creatures themselves unless they prove useful to humans. Priscilla heard the humans talking about a wicked king who was so afraid of their child that he had sent soldiers to take the child's life. They were going to run away and hide the child to keep him from the swords of the soldiers. From the terror in their voices, it appeared that the soldiers were not far behind them. Priscilla knew what she had to do. She must begin again to make her web across the cave opening. She would hide them and protect them. As she worked, the other creatures called out to her, "Why are you weaving another one of those webs? They are so weak that they hardly last a day before something or someone tears them down." She knew this was true. Her web would not stop a soldier. It wouldn't even stop a bat. Still, she had to do something, and this was the one thing she could do. Priscilla completed her web just before the soldiers arrived. The commander gave orders for the soldiers to search everywhere. When she heard the commander's order, Priscilla's heart felt as if a hand was squeezing it. They would burst right through her web and find the family, and the child would perish, and her efforts would have been no help at all. One soldier started to enter the cave, but just as he did, he saw Priscilla's web and stopped to look at it. He called to another soldier, "Come here and look at this beautiful spider web. Seems a shame to tear something so exquisitely woven." "Why would you tear it apart?" the other soldier asked. The first soldier said, "We're told to search everywhere." The second soldier replied, "They weren't that far ahead of us. If they had hidden there, they would have torn the web first. No spider could have created anything so remarkable in such a short time. There's no way they could be hiding there." So instead of going into the cave, both soldiers went their way. After the soldiers were gone, the humans who had hidden in the cave looked out very cautiously. They, too, had seen Priscilla at her work and the web the soldiers had been talking about. Their hearts were filled with fear and pain as they heard the conversation taking place just inches from the cave's opening. But now they stared in wonder at the exquisite web and puzzled over how such a beautiful and tender work of art could have saved the life of their child. The mother saw the spider. "Thank you," she told her. "Your web woven with such care and beauty has saved the life of our child. You will never know the great gift you've given us, and perhaps to all the world. You see, We have been told that God has special plans for this child. Priscilla's web had saved a life of a very special child. My goodness, for someone who had been told she couldn't do anything, that was quite a wonderful thing to hear. Priscilla replied, "While I couldn't do everything, I could do something. I simply did what I could do. Now, break through the web and be on your way," Priscilla told the three, though she had no idea if the humans could really understand the language of spiders. This is a story based on an old legend about a spider who wove a web across the mouth of a cave and saved the baby Jesus from harm. I just added a little bit to it because it was a very, very short legend when I first found it. Now, this story doesn't appear in the Bible, of course, but as we imagine the birth of Jesus, we've come up with a lot of other stories about how people and even creatures and even insects and even spiders recognized what a special child he was. Let's pray. We thank you, God, that even if we can't do everything, we can do something. You've given each of us something that we can do very well. For some of us, there are many things that we do very well. Remind us that none of us is too small or too weak to use the gift that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.